Satan-loving designer outraged Pride collection pulled from Target. By Elaine Mallon on June 5, 2023. A Satan-loving designer said Target is setting a dangerous precedent for pulling designs from his collection off the shelves. Target partnered with the UK-based brand Oprahlin to sell its designs for Pride Month. Transgender designer Eric Carnell said Target was selling only three items from its collection. A t-shirt which said "Cure Transphobia, Not Trans People." A tote bag that said "Too Queer for Here," and a bag that said "We Belong Everywhere," according to the brand's Instagram page. But almost 2 weeks ago, Target made the decision to reel in its Pride displays due to complaints that it was being marketed toward children. The retailer also completely removed Carnell's collection due to some of his merchandise featuring the occult and the brand's deep love for Satan. On Instagram, Oprahlin honored Satan with a photo of a Baphomet pin reading "Satan respects pronouns." The designer said Satan is love. Satan loves you and respects who you are. You're important and valuable in this world and you deserve to treat yourself with love and respect. LGBT plus people are so often referred to as being a product of Satan or going against God's will, so fine. We'll hang with Satan instead. Satanists don't actually believe in Satan. He is merely used as a symbol of passion, pride, and liberty. He means to you what you need him to mean. So for me, Satan is hope, compassion, equality, and love. The retail giant has offered Pride products for over 10 years, but received flack for selling tuck-friendly swimsuits. The tag reads "thoughtfully fit on multiple types of gender expressions." Target spokesperson Kayla Castaneda said the tuck-friendly swimsuits were only available in adult sizes, but the retailer offered child sandals as part of its Pride collection, Breitbart reported. "Since introducing this year's collection, we've experienced threats impacting our team members' sense of safety and well-being while at work," Target said in a statement. "Given these volatile circumstances, we are making adjustments to our plans, including removing items that have been at the center of the most significant confrontational behavior. Our focus now is on moving forward with our continuing commitment to the LGBTQIA+ community and standing with them as we celebrate Pride Month and throughout the year." The designer said Target should have stood by its decision to support the LGBT community. "It's a very dangerous precedent to set. That if people just get riled up enough about the products that you're selling, you can completely distance yourself from the LGBT community. When and if it's convenient," Carnell told Reuters. The retail giant has lost $13.8 billion over the past week due to widespread boycotts. Whether you're on the right, and you felt left behind in the beginning, or you felt like you didn't belong, and now if you're LGBTQ you also have questions if you're welcomed anymore, a Target insider told Fox News Digital.